Thank you and good morning. The wall features more than 11,000 names, the names of the men and women who have lost their lives in the war on terror, stretching from the bombings of the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983 to the Boston bombing a year ago. The Wall of Remembrance will make its way to Eureka today, and viewing begins at 9 o'clock this morning in Carson Park. The Remembrance Wall will be in town through Sunday afternoon and will be available for viewing 24 hours a day at the park. A ceremony will be held at 6 o'clock this evening, and visitors will find the names of six local men who have died in service to their country. They are Richard Guandango of Eureka, who died on Flight 93 in 2001, Andrew David Lamont of Eureka, who died in Iraq in 2003, Peter W. Schmidt of Eureka, who died in Iraq in 2007, Bruno Saleni of Crescent City, who died in Afghanistan in 2008, Jesse Pittman of Arcata, who died in Afghanistan in 2011, and Kevin Ebert of Arcata, who died in Afghanistan in 2012. On Sunday afternoon, a passing motorist found the body of a deceased woman lying in the road outside of Covelo. The woman appeared to have suffered gunshot wounds and was later identified as 21-year-old Rosalena Rodriguez. On Wednesday, detectives arrested a woman in connection with the investigation, 28-year-old Nicole Hawkins of Willits, who was booked into jail on an outstanding charge. That led to the arrest of 23-year-old Sidney Lewis Freeman and 21-year-old Jeremy Jason Freeman Britton at a residence in Covelo. Further investigation led to both men being charged with the murder of Rodriguez. By Thursday afternoon, however, the murder charges against Sidney Freeman were dropped, although he and Hawkins remain in jail on unrelated charges. Jeremy Jason Freeman Britton is the only suspect in custody facing a homicide charge in connection with the death of Rodriguez. More scholarships have been awarded. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A Eureka Business Group is investing in the future. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce has awarded $4,500 in scholarships for promising high school students through the Youth Ambassador Program. This year, 14 high school juniors participated in the program, matching up with local businesses to learn about how they operate. The students also learned job skills, including public speaking. Jordan Thayer of Eureka High School, sponsored by Pacific Affiliates, won a $2,500 scholarship. Jocelyn Friedel of Umpqua Bank and Kayleen Kemp of Renner Petroleum also won scholarships. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
The state Senate has once again failed to pass a measure that would require food manufacturers to label packages if GMO products are used. On Wednesday, a bill authored by Senator Noreen Evans failed by two votes. That bill would have required all distributors of food products to label any GMO ingredients, a bill that Evans said was a straightforward, common-sense approach to empowering consumers and that food producers should not be allowed to hide those ingredients. A similar bill died in Sacramento in 2012. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Thursday, the Associated Press became the latest media outlet to feature a story on the rural counties in California, particularly those in the north and east, that are looking at secession as a means to gain a greater voice in the day-to-day decisions that affect their communities. The Rural Counties Representatives of California is a lobbying group on behalf of rural areas, a collection that makes up the majority of the landmass, but just a tiny percentage of the population, as Supervisor Rex Bone explains.
I've talked before about the Rural Counties Representing Group. And they represent 34 counties, which account for 53% of the landmass, 9% of the population.
Bone, who is Humboldt County's representative on the RCRC, said that decisions made by lawmakers in urban areas often fail to understand the dynamic of the rural community, particularly when it comes to natural resources.
Our logging practices have so much improved to protect the environment that now we grow twice as much as we cut. And part of that's got to do with the economy, I imagine. But I mean, it's just we're doing everything so much better, and they don't realize that. And if you want to see problems, shut us down completely, and then you're going to start seeing some problems.
You can learn more about the lobbying group by visiting their website at rcrcnet.org. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.